You're listening to the audio production of After the Rapture, an End Times Guide to Survival by Dr. David Jeremiah, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tommy Cresswell.
Introduction. Light in the Darkness. One of the oldest works of art in the U.S. Capitol is found in the entrance to Statuary Hall, which was the original chambers for the House of Representatives. It's a huge timepiece called the Car of History Clock. Situated above the clock is Cleo, the muse of history. She holds a book in which she records events as they unfold. Created by Carlo Franzoni, the clockwork was installed in 1837 by Simon Willard. Historian and Pulitzer Prize winner David McCullough, while delivering a speech before a joint session of Congress in 1989, pointed to the clock and poignantly stated, "It is also a clock with two hands and an old-fashioned face, the kind that shows what time it is now, what time it used to be, what time it will become." The hands on God's prophetic clock tell us what time it will become, and they are quickly moving toward midnight. The times are urgent, the days are short, and the battle is fierce. The darkness is closing in. But thank God there is a place you can find light. The ancient prophecies of the Bible are God's floodlight on the future. But why turn to the Bible for light? What sets the Bible apart from all other religious books and writings? The answer is simple, yet profound. In the pages of the Bible, there are approximately 1,000 prophecies, more than half of which have already been literally, accurately fulfilled. The rest of the prophecies are in the process of being fulfilled before our eyes. Not one prophecy in the Bible has ever failed. The Bible has an astounding, unparalleled track record of forecasting what lies ahead in the darkness. Nothing else is even close. Only the Bible can accurately tell us what time will become in the days ahead. For this reason, the Bible serves as our prophetic light to discern the future of the world and our own future. The sequence of end-time events presented in this book is based on the premise that the rapture, the sudden catching away of all believers in Jesus to heaven, is the initial event of the end times and that the rapture has already happened. That with the occurrence of the rapture, the prophetic trigger will have been pulled. That there's no stopping the series of end-time events that will ensue. If that view is correct, and I'm convinced it is, you may be reading these words after the rapture, but you may be reading this before.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?